From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, October 20th, 2016. I'm Philip Graham. Katie Kosajowski is reporting in the Register Star that Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Morrell announced to the full board on Wednesday, October the 19th, the county is now, and I quote, free of fiscal stress, end quote, according to a recently released state comptroller's report. Morrell said, and I quote, Columbia County is enjoying its third year in a row with a modest surplus and no increases in county taxes. A number of major actions taken by the board over the last several years have kept the county finances stable, end quote. County Controller Ron Campanera said each year the county has made steady progress in relieving its fiscal stress. The county's annual audit showed it is in good financial shape thanks to structurally balanced budgets and better internal controls over costs. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Katie Kosajowski is reporting in the Register Star that the saga of Second Ward Alderman Tiffany Garriga's removal from the Hudson Common Council's Police Committee continued on Tuesday, October the 18th. Garriga, a Democrat, was abruptly dismissed from the committee by Common Council President Claudia DeStefano, a Republican, on September the 26th in the fallout that resulted from the resignation of former Police Commissioner Gary Graziano 10 days earlier. On Tuesday night, it was disclosed that DeStefano had received a letter from Garriga's legal counsel, Albany attorney Mark Mitchler. In that letter, Mitchler asserted the decision to remove Garriga from the committee was, and I quote, unwarranted, improper, invalid, end quote, and a violation of her, and I quote, constitutionally protected rights to due process, freedom of speech, assembly and association, and equal protection, end quote. Mitchell said because of DeStefano's improper actions, Garriga is, in fact, still a member of the police committee. City Attorney Ken Dow said the letter raised different points and he had not completely analyzed the document yet. Dow said he was not sure if DeStefano's actions infringed on Garriga's constitutional rights, but his analysis of the document would continue. You can read that full story in the Register Star. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that a crowd of approximately 25 people gathered outside the Inquiring Minds bookstore in the village of Socrates on Wednesday, October the 19th, to protest an anti-Donald Trump sign in the store's window. The 4x4-foot sign has the candidate's name and the words, and I quote, Make America Hate Again, end quote, superimposed over a swastika. The display also features books critical of Trump, surrounded by books about the rise of Hitler and the German Third Reich. Store owner Brian Donahue said he expected the display to ignite controversy. The protest Wednesday was organized by Angie Manu, a former member of the Socrates School Board and an unsuccessful Republican candidate for an Ulster County legislature seat last year. Manu and Donahue engaged in a heated exchange outside the store.
The reason I did this was in watching some of the Trump rallies, I really felt as if I was in pre-war Nazi Germany. I watched people, I saw neo-Nazis there, I saw absolute hate, just hate in their hearts. And it scared me for my family, it scared me for my children's future. And I thought, this is Nazi Germany happening again. And I felt compelled to alert my community, alert the people around me, that we need to pay attention to this. This man is deemed, I would hope the children study this in school so they know a Nazi when they see one. Because that's important. We fought a world war to defeat this.
I just think this shouldn't be here. And I think the amount of money that is spent on tourism in Ulster County, the amount of money that's spent here in Socrates, the amount of money that I spent here alone in local shops and everyone else here, this is going to drive business out. This is hurting us more than anything else. It's not free speech.
Donahue was notified by the village code enforcement that the sign violates the village window sign rules and that the store has until November the 1st to comply. Mayor Bill Murphy said there is some question about whether further enforcement action could be taken given that Election Day is less than 3 weeks away. The mayor said, and I quote, I spoke with the Historic Review Board this morning and their take is as distasteful and everything as it is. It is a political sign, and he could be within his rights for political signage, end quote. You can read that full story and see a video recording of the protest at the Daily Freeman website. Matthew Hamilton in Capital Confidential reports a runner-up in last year's state medical marijuana license competition said October the 18th that the State Department of Health contacted the company about trying again for a license to grow and sell the drug in New York, and the state may be expanding the program. Earlier this summer, the Department of Health recommended to increase access to new medicines to eligible patients. DOH spokeswoman Jill Montag repeated that over the next few months, the agency would revisit applications submitted during the initial application process to ensure that applicants are ready for registration. Montag said, and I quote, DOH has agreed to look at a second group of applicants. We are in the process of reaching out to them now. We are doing our due diligence and rechecking their financials to make sure they are still in a good place. We have said that this is a two-year process in terms of phasing this in with the new registered organizations, and this process is currently underway, end quote. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that Democrat Hillary Clinton leads Republican Donald Trump by 24 points, according to a Siena College poll released on October the 19th. The poll says Clinton leads by 6 points outside New York City and its suburbs. Libertarian Gary Johnson and Green Party's Jill Stein get 5% and 4% support, according to the poll. Paul Kirby in the Daily Freeman reports that every Hudson Valley politician he could find debunked Trump's claim of a rigged or fixed election. The spokesperson for congressional candidate John Faso agreed. Faso campaign manager Dane Pascasello said, and I quote, "We're confident of an honest election in our district. That said, we'll monitor polls on election day as we normally do to ensure everyone follows the rules," end quote. Faso said he supports the Republican nominee for president but may not actually vote for Trump. The poll results show Democrat Charles Schumer leads Republican Wendy Long 66-27 for Schumer's U.S. Senate seat. And Governor Andrew Cuomo's unfavorable numbers fell slightly to 56 favorable, 41% unfavorable from 57-39 in September. Robert Cairns reports in the Watershed Post that Delaware County farmer Robert Boilinger is working with a team of engineers in a refurbished garage on Main Street in Hobart to design an off-road electric truck. He said, and I quote, "You don't really need a lot of range for a truck. A truck is kind of the best use for an electric vehicle," end quote. They are making the frame from aluminum to reduce weight and eliminate rust. Boilinger said, and I quote, "We're trying to keep it simple because we're looking to do it by hand," end quote. Like other electric vehicles, the truck will be virtually maintenance free. You can read that full story in the Watershed Post. North County Public Radio reports that New York has the third most certified organic farms in the country, according to New York Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli's office. California and Wisconsin have more certified organic farms than New York's 917. Those farms sold more than $220 million in products from 2008 to 2015, with the state ranking second nationally in organic milk, beef, and pork production, and third in organic maple syrup. You can read that full story at North Country Public Radio. Today is day two of the WGXC Dead Air 2 Resurrection 2016 Fall Pledge Drive. During the coming days, WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $20,000 to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air, live and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to WGXC.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting rain likely today, mainly after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 61 degrees. A Thursday night, a chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a low around 58. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, rain is likely, mainly after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 68 degrees. For Friday night, rain again with a temperature low around 45. And on Saturday, a chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 50 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 38. The sun rose this morning at 7:15 a.m. and will set at 6:04 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 20th day of October 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.